And I think you all know that if people grow up, and it's very rare, completely in isolation, create their own language. A lot of infants create their own language. You see that. They actually create their own language before they realize what's going on. And you know the tribes that are isolated. You see that in a place like New Guinea, but there are other places where there are high mountain ranges, and you have in this one island of New Guinea over 100 different languages that have nothing in common with each other. And that's pretty remarkable. And of course, ethnographers all bemoan the fact that once the modern world comes to them and they actually can communicate with the outside world, we lose these languages. But the tribes themselves are not nearly as sad about it because they can now link into the rest of the world. Here's the thing that is not really, in my opinion, discussed nearly enough, and hardly at all.